Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
It's the final hour, Tone.
It is the final hour, Harry.
It's final hour of the week.
Final countdown. Da, da, da,
da. Rothstein is presenting the ice bucket.
Beautiful. Is that like the trophy that LeBron won last night for hitting his first game-winning shot under 15 seconds in 2 years with the Lakers? And he was 0-6. Did you know that, Aaron?
No, I didn't know that. So 0-6 with the Lakers prior to last night.
When it comes to taking and making a shot in the final 15 seconds of a game.
Wow, and he missed his first one.
Yeah, he got the rebound.
And got the rebound. He stormed into the lane, got the rebound,
absolutely,
and put the putback back in.
Exactly.
And won the game.
Exactly
after,
right.
After Paul George hit a three.
Now, it was a great game.
Yeah.
You know, and the reboot was good. And, yeah, when I saw that, and I'm like,
yeah,
12.8 seconds left. First time in two seasons he got the go-ahead basket in the last 15. 0-6 on his previous six attempts in the final 15 seconds.
But he made it when it mattered most last night. And Anthony Davis was great. He got to the free throw line all night at 34 points. The Lakers made as many free throws as the Clippers attempted.
Are you saying that the
and fix they killed him on the glass? No.
Are you sure that fix wasn't in?
No.
That they don't dislike?
No fix.
They don't dislike your Los Angeles Clippers?
No, because they got Kawhi Leonard. I mean, that's a great team. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George. I love watching that team.
Meanwhile, the other game, I told you yesterday.
Yeah.
You guys don't want to listen to me.
I didn't
asked you what the lines were, I said, take the two dogs. Take the dogs. Take the dogs.
Well, that's a terrible loss for the Pelicans. I mean, seriously, Tony, they had the lead most of the game.
I know.
And
I told you also yesterday that I expected what's his face to play?
Zion
yeah. Williamson to play.
He hardly played, though.
15 minutes.
It's ridiculous.
Even Brett Brown was screaming.
Put him in.
Put them back in the damn game. You got to win this game.
Put Zion back in the game.
He's thinking time. I understand. I don't want the guy to get hurt either. You got a chance to win a game you're leading, and then you lose it at the end by 2 points. And
the Jazz were 8 of 34 from beyond the arc. They had 20 turnovers. They got out-rebounded. They still won the game.
Listen, unbelievable. Yeah,
the Pelicans looked good. When Zion was on the floor,
of
that team's legit.
No doubt about it.
Playoffs started last night for the Pelicans.
Yes. And these 8 games are playoff games for them.
Your boy, Alvin Gentry, didn't even care.
I don't think he didn't care. I think that he went the old Brett Brown route. I got minute restrictions on these guys, and I don't care what the situation is. I'm not putting them out there again for the last 2 minutes of a game.
Dude, it's not October in a normal season.
Exactly.
You're
right.
In a bubble for 8 games. You're 3.5 back. Play your damn star.
I agree.
It's a joke.
Exactly right. Now, our buyer 11 on the Twitch stream says Adam Silver may reset the play-in games until Zion is completely healthy. Let's go to say that one doesn't count. Let's try it again.
Right. Yeah.
Let's give the Pelicans one more shot.
I mean, sorry, did we say opening night? We meant final game of exhibition.
I mean, he was gone for, 12 days, right?
Yeah,
out of shape could you get in 12 days?
Did you see the close-ups of him? His shoulders can barely fit on the TV screen. The dude's one of the best athletes
right.
on the planet.
I don't get it.
He's dominating through 15
this
minutes.
This is why I have to, again, I'm not going to rip the NBA today. I did my, and by the way, I was all over the media yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
All these websites picked up my tweet, my rant yesterday about the NBA. You know why?
Oh, about with China.
Yeah, with the ESPN story, because I gave ESPN a lot of credit with that story that they uncovered.
Right.
And I gave them major love. Major love. And my tweet was picked up, my rant.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason a lot of these writers picked up my tweet and my rant is because they even said that I'm one of the few people in media who is actually pointing this stuff out, because everybody else in the media is so far up the NBA's ass that they don't even want to bother looking into this stuff. That's what it's about, Harry.
Yeah, I mean, you credited, Feni Arawada and the other gentleman.
Yeah, because they deserve credit. That's journalism. They did the legwork, but they also gave the NBA an out. And you saw in that same story, the NBA has told all the people, well, ESPN has told all of its people not to refer to the story at all during these playoffs.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
So Woj won't be...
He won't be addressing the ESPN investigative unit breaking that story. And then I mentioned, I ripped the assistant director of the NBA, who said, he refused to answer a question after all that evidence was presented to him that there was he didn't want to talk about human rights violations out there. And again, I'm not a journalist. I gave credit where credit's due. When there's good journalism out there, I don't care who it affects.
And we don't see it enough these days.
Exactly.
Anymore.
So when you have reporters actually digging into a story, and ESPN reporters, who obviously are the network that has a lot to gain and a lot to lose, because they have a deal with the NBA, just like TNT does. So I'm getting thirsty, too. But let's go to the phone, shall we, Harry?
Let's do it.
You know who's going to join us this hour? A man who's probably right now also thinking about libation. Is he on the golf course?
He was. I don't know if he still is. But he's wrapping up his first week of matrimony.
Exactly right. Yeah. We'll find out. How do you think the first week went, Harry? We'll do like a one-week analysis of married life.
Under on
maybe
fights.
Maybe we should ask her.
Yeah, we should probably ask Angela.
Yeah, we need to get Angela's our first name.
Yes, Angela.
We need to get Angela.
We need to have a split
call.
Screen. We'll play like the newlywed game.
Right, because we'd rather look at her
I'll be Bob Eubanks.
Yeah, yes. Who do you want on Zoom, Angela or Eitan?
I'll be Bob Eubanks. Right. Hey, now, Angela, what is the weirdest place that you guys made whoopee in your first week of matrimony?
I don't want to know that.
That would be in the butt, Bob. Oh, no, that was the old great.
Tony,
House
Guy News.
No.
Text from him. He just got released from the hospital. Diagnosed with a mild concussion and whiplash, got prescribed Motrin and muscle relaxers for neck pain.
That's it?
Thank God.
They didn't give him the real good stuff?
Well,
that's an outrage.
It's an outrage.
The good news is that means that he wasn't hurt.
Yes.
Listen,
I'm concussed on this show every day, so I know how to deal
exactly.
with it. Now, the great Pat Kinnean has shown up with a bag from Acme. Is that an Acme bag?
Dude, as soon as I put the ice bucket down, the front door closed.
You talk about perfect timing.
I mean,
Pat Kinnean
there.
Is here. Did he bring, he brought more vodka, didn't he?
Dude, he brought a 12-pack of High Noon.
Bro.
Wow.
Bro.
Now, are they the black cherry High Noons? Because those are the ones
that... It's a variety pack.
Variety pack.
Now, I also,
apparently,
can you get the...
those are the ones
Pat,
everybody
in
likes.
In the fridge, I have a pineapple and a nice chilled
cranberry
juice in there. So we came fully prepared today. But Pat Kinnean in the house. The couch guys are not here. And again, Conlon Farrell, the couch guy on Twitter, is okay. He was in a car accident driving in from Jersey on 295. Because you got all those strappers in Jersey. He is, as they say in hockey, he's day-to-day with an upper body
upper
injury.
Body
Although,
injury.
You know, they changed that now.
They did?
Hockey does not refer to upper or lower body injuries anymore. They came up with a new thing, which is even more ridiculous. And I forgot. I wrote it down earlier in the week. They have changed.
So this just happened?
This happened recently, yes.
Okay.
The wine cellar does have a concussion protocol, so he has to stay off the mic until at least Monday, Harry. What's the moratorium on a concussed member of the organization? He cannot touch a microphone now until what, Monday?
I think it's
mild concussion.
It's at least 3 days.
On the concussion protocol.
Yeah.
So here it is. No longer upper body or lower body. This isn't a breaking news.
Oh, yeah. So they have a catch-all term now.
Unfit to participate.
Okay.
Sort of like this show pretty much every day.
Right.
It doesn't stop us.
Yeah. Physically unable to perform.
That's the pup list.
Yeah.
But now in hockey, they write about Jake Voracek of the Flyers. He thinks it's none of your business. When the Flyers winger missed practice over the weekend, no injury, illness, or other reason was given.
Yeah.
That's the NHL's mandatory rule during the pandemic, adding another layer of secrecy to a sport that's already infamous for disclosing most vague, upper body or lower body injuries.
Well, and the reasoning for that has to be they don't want other players to be targeting. Let's say it's an upper body injury, and they go back to the foot. Well, it must be his wrist because we saw him get slashed.
And then they go after the wrist.
So now they go after his left wrist.
Yeah. And I agree.
Yeah.
But to call it unfit to perform.
To participate.
That sounds heinous. Unfit to participate. You know how many people are out there every day who are unfit to participate?
Many of them are running the cities and states.
And the government, yeah.
I'll tell you why. They changed it, though. Hockey players play injured all the time.
Yeah.
I know that.
I mean,
but
they need a broken neck to not go out there and play.
I understand that. But the vagueness of the previous thing was upper body mean below the waist, so it could be your knee, your ankle, your butt, whatever. Upper body was from the waist up, so it could be your neck. But Harry pointed out, if everybody knows that Jake Voracek, in this case, has a messed up wrist or an elbow, the opponents go after it.
Right.
And so he says, none of your business. So now we have no idea. And again, I understand why they don't tell you where the injury is. You know, like when a quarterback gets a rib injury, you know he's got a rib injury because he's wearing a flak jacket on.
Yeah.
Because guys are going to go after when they tackle him.
It's the classic Bill Belichick move, man.
Exactly. But unfit to participate. Couldn't they come up with a little something better than that? And you know me, I've been giving hockey and the NBA credit for doing it right. That's stupid.
It's like the pup list.
Physically unable to perform.
Yeah,
exactly.
I've been on that list many times.
Haven't we all?
Yes.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, but I need a lime and I need some cranberry. Come on, Pat. I mean, Pat's doing a great job, but I haven't even had a sip yet, and we're 11 minutes into happy hour, Harry. If I was in a real bar, I'd be busting the joint up right now.
You want more than that?
I'd be turning over chairs. I'd be busting guys over the head like they do in the saloons.
Do you want more cranberry than that?
Just another taste for just... Yeah, come on, Cal, Harry. Jesus.
You almost called me Cal.
Look at this.
All right.
Are you serious right now?
Hey, Tony's about to pull a Dallas Goedert in South Dakota.
Exactly, man. I'll start busting people up in here. Harry's going with the... Harry, this is going to taste like... what's that stuff? Everclear.
You not poured the vodka, not me.
No, you're pouring it in there like, let me have a little bit more, man. I got a program to
now,
do.
Now, Tony, do you want to try the new cranberry skinnies things that I have?
No.
Hell no.
Harry
cranberry
answered for
skinnies.
Him.
Is that skinny girl, like the skinny girl wines all that stuff? I got your skinny right here, honey.
That was one of the girls from one of those housewives
shows,
right?
One of those, the cool mods.
Yeah. She made a lot of money doing
that. Yeah, she did.
I'm going to mix it. With some soda.
Is it supposed to taste like cranberry? Let me see the skinny girl thing. Where's the package? Let me check this stuff out here. Skinnies. It's not even skinny girl. So that was already taken with the trademark. So it's Skinnies Cocktail Mixers. Cranberry Twist. 6 single serve packets. What did this cost, Robin?
A lot.
What did six of these stinking things cost on Amazon?
I got a 4-pack of 4 little boxes.
But there's 6 in each box.
Yeah.
So how much was 4 boxes? It'll be 24 of these suckers. How much was 4 a 6?
4 boxes of 6 each was $11.
What does that break down to, Harry?
For 24? That's like $2 and something a piece.
$2 to pour a...
No.
No?
No. No.
There's 24
things. Oh, no, 50 cents. Yeah. More like 50 cents.
50
cents?
It's the other way. Even 50 cent wouldn't take this drink. I'm pouring in, you know how much this little thing of cranberry cost? Probably 50 cents. And I only put a splash in it.
Exactly.
But I got to put this wasted packaging, destroying the environment.
Give it back to me.
Get this crap out of my face with that crazy stuff. God almighty. Now you know why I'm broke. Now you know why I have to keep working.
We detailed that a little bit earlier.
Now you know why I can't make payments and I'm going to go to jail for contempt.
Should have stayed with Golic.
Goddamn right.
Podcast of Hour 2 details that. You can Apple all of your platforms.
Luckily, Eitan Shander will restore normalcy. Can we play the newlywed game? I may have to get the theme song and bring Eitan in with the newlyweds theme song. Come on down. We have a special guest, a special prize selected especially for you. Remember that at the end of the dating game? Like it would come down to the last question, and then they already had the prize picked out for the winning couple. And it was happened right there. Anyway, we're coming back. Stick around for that.
The Tony Bruno Show.
So we found out that white bros in the bubble are doing the beer shotgunning. J.J. Redick and some guy named...
Myers Leonard.
I thought that was an electronic store in Indiana. Go to Myers Leonard today and get yourself a brand new 75-inch plasma.
50% off on VCRs.
Harry, it's Myers Leonard. His prices are insane.
Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters. No matter what. Do you have what it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your... beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular "If we're gonna die, let us die drunk at least," plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day, across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, SiriusXM 211, and on the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
People giving props to Pat Kinead, who brought in the replacement players. Not the replacement players like they did back in the NFL days, or the replacements movie. Mm-hmm. Or we may have baseball replacements. Because we have breaking news from the high-speed baseball wire. Before we get Eitan in here, this is from Jeff Passan at ESPN a couple of minutes ago. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred told MLB Players Association Executive Director Tony Clark today that if the sport doesn't do a better job of managing the coronavirus, it could be shut down for the season.
Wow.
The league and players recognize that the coming days are a critical juncture following an outbreak on the Marlins which 18 players and two coaches tested positive. Two positive tests by the St. Louis Cardinals forced the weekend series, or at least tonight's game, against the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers' home opener has been canceled.
And two with the Phillies, too.
And two with the Phillies. The Phillies aren't playing until Monday. Phillies haven't played all week. The Marlins haven't played all week.
Yeah.
And now you're going to have the Cardinals not playing tonight. Who knows if that entire series in Milwaukee will be canceled?
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
They're not just going to cancel tonight's game. So now there are six teams that have been affected by this that are not playing baseball. And this is a concern. And, you know, again, I'm going to go back. I'm going to blame the Marlins, Harry.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know what the – you know, the rules and the protocols are. I didn't read that. I didn't get that document that they sent out to all their people. But obviously, you know, the Marlins, when they were in Atlanta, they really had no regard for the virus or the rest of the league.
Yeah. Now, Manfred says if there's another outbreak, he does have the power to shut it down, and it could move in that direction. State and local governments has pressured baseball about players skirting the mandates, and because we've been talking about it. Players are not wearing masks. They're high-fiving out there.
Right.
They're still spitting, right? They're still doing all the things that they were told not to do.
Right, but see, then you go back to if they would have gotten all this stuff taken care of as far as the bickering back and forth about how many games and started earlier.
Exactly.
Then if they had to put the season on pause, you know, hit the pause button for 2 weeks, you could have still gotten the season in before the end of September and then played your playoffs in October.
And remember, the baseball players at the very last moment before they knew they were going to start going back to training camps, they were all putting out, let us play, right? We want to play. And they were putting pressure on Major League Baseball. And baseball has the procedures in place. The players are not abiding by the rules.
Yeah. But and I'm not taking any responsibility off the Marlins, just real quick. And I know Eitan's here. He can answer this question,
too, if
he wants. Is he here
already? Oh, yeah, there he is. But he's not looking pretty good now. What's wrong with him?
Well, he played golf, I believe.
He looks like a battered performer. Does he have the Rona? Does he have the Rona?
Well, go ahead.
I didn't know if you wanted to say, you know, screw Rothstein, which I wouldn't blame you.
No,
but
no.
Here's the thing. Baseball had no protocols, to my knowledge, of, okay, Marlins, you're on the road in Atlanta. You can't leave your hotel room. Listen, they're
adults. They had 113 pages.
Yeah, but I don't think them leaving the hotel, or they didn't have to stay in their hotel. They didn't have to stay in their room, and they should. They should know that. That should also be put in place. The NBA's suspending guys for going 2 feet too far.
I know, but that's what Anthony Rizzo was complaining about when the Cubs game was rained out and they had to sit in the clubhouse for 8 hours. He said there's 113 pages. I got to find out where that rule is.
Yeah.
So, obviously, if you do an 113-page expose on what the players are allowed or not, I would think don't go to a strip club or go out on the town.
Right.
Would certainly be probably in the first 10 pages.
Right. You would think. You would think.
It's not going to be on page 112. Meanwhile, let's go to a man who's on his own page. He's out there a week in. A week ago today, Harry, he was doing his rehearsal. And now a week of matrimony. Let's play the theme song, Josie. I believe it's time. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play and welcome in today's newlyweds on the Tony Bruno Show Newlywed Game. And now, from somewhere in rural Pennsylvania, a man who's been married for 1 full week, actually 6 days, 1 day away from celebrating his 1 week anniversary. Let's welcome him from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, Eitan Shander. Eitan, welcome to the show. Bob Eubanks here.
Gettysburg College, not Gettysburg. If I'm from Gettysburg, PA, then you have to call it Gettysburg, like the locals do.
Gettysburg.
Yeah. You it's like the guy who used to announce Michael Jordan from North Carolina. Gettysburg College.
Exactly right. Now, where are you from exactly, though?
Well, I was born in City Island in the Bronx, and then my dad stayed in Pelham, which is Westchester, Bronx, and my mom moved to Southern Connecticut when I was, I don't know, 8 or so.
And I remember when the Pelham, the 1-2-3, the Pelham train that was taken, and I remember Fort Apache, the Bronx, a great movie.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's a lot. I mean, have you seen this movie, City Island?
No.
It's a top-notch movie. It's one to check out. There's another movie.
Not
Andy
the King
Garcia.
Of Staten Island. Not that movie. The King of Staten Island. That's that Strapper. What's his name?
No. That's about a landfill, that movie.
Oh, is it really?
The guy from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I don't know what the dude's name is. He's a whack job. Yeah. He gets hot chicks, though. I don't know why.
P.
Pete Davidson.
Yes. That Pete Davidson. Do. Yeah, exactly. All right. How's the one week situation going now? Married. I heard you were out looking for a job. Is that a sign of some early marital bliss to try to get away to keep the marriage happier when you're not around each other for long periods of time?
No, I say the one dynamic that I have that I don't think a lot of relationships/marriages have is I actually get kicked out of the house to play more golf. If you can imagine as much golf as I play.
Wow.
So that I'm living the dream here. You know, all I need to do is just make sure I clean up after myself and, you know, wash a dish or two and then just go out and play golf. And I'm encouraged to do so.
You imagine and Harry, that. I don't know what it is about you and Harry, man.
Yeah.
I keep finding broads that don't let me do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well,
wait a minute.
Eitan's got a great story from wedding day.
Yes, the pictures were great, by the way. Everybody loved. How come there was always pictures of your beautiful wife in her gown, but there was no pictures of you together posted?
I think we can all answer that question.
Were you white girl wasted, man?
Well, I wasn't. I was low-key faded.
Okay. Yeah.
But let's be real. Everybody wanted to see her because she's gorgeous.
Right. Right. Exactly.
No. Yeah.
Now, I have some, and I'll send them your way, a couple of the joint pictures. But I'm just surprised I made it to the ceremony because, I don't want to out anybody from the place that I rented the tux, Tony. But there were some significant problems that I had with my tux on the wedding day.
Then why didn't you go to my guy up there on Common on Frankfurt Avenue? He's the official tux supplier of the Tony Bruno Show.
Domenico's, man.
Yeah, Domenico's up on Frankfurt Avenue, right near Cotman, right near Tyson, actually.
I promise you, the next time I need a tux, and this was the first time in my life I did, the next time I need a tux, I'm going to your guy's because my guy screwed me over.
Because remember, whenever we would go somewhere, even Harry, whenever we would go to the Super Bowl, we would be outfitted. We'd go to the Red Bull. Any event we would go to,
mm-hmm.
we would have like absolutely decked
and
out.
And let me tell you, the best
tuxes.
You know that Tony was dressed nicely when Michael Irvin goes to Tony and go, dude.
I know.
Look at your suit.
I walked up with a Domenico's outfit on, and Michael Irvin was like dazzled, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
are you serious?
I'm
not
making that up.
No, we're not making it up.
You know what I'm saying?
That is a fashion accomplishment right there.
Damn right. That's what my boy does. That's what my boy up there does at Domenico's, man.
So I'm guessing that I wouldn't run into the problems that I ran into on my wedding day, which is my shirt was swapped out 2 days before my actual wedding when I picked up the tux, and I was given a smaller size.
That is an outrage.
Now, another thing is there's no way I could have gained 9 pounds in 2 days. I'm not on the reverse Hollywood diet, you know, so mm-hmm. There's just nothing that could have worked that way. The shirt was too small, and then the cufflinks broke as soon as they came out of this small
package. Were they the plastic ones, or are they the ones that you actually bend and put in?
No. Yeah, they're the metal ones that bend. My dad touched one of them, and they virtually disintegrated into, like, 16 different parts on the floor.
Where the hell did you go?
Do you know why?
Why?
Because they were made in China.
Where the hell did you go to rent a tux? Even Smalls that does better work than that. Did you go to some, like, little crappy bohemian middle of nowhere up in
Huntington
in
Valley?
Huntington Valley? No, Huntington Valley's nice. I thought he was up there, like, in Scranton, up in that area.
No. I went to a place that rhymes with Gem's Stairhouse.
Oh, that place? I thought you were going to like the way you look.
Well,
I guarantee it. Did the guy not guarantee
do.
The way you like that you look the way you like the way you look?
Anytime that I have to wear a shirt and tie, which is mostly on in the mornings when I'm on Fox 29. I bought all of my nice clothes from there. So I assumed that all the stuff I bought has worked.
Uh-oh.
Therefore, rent worked. Tony, the shoes came on. The bottoms of the shoes came unglued 2 minutes after I put them on.
No way. Oh, man. I'm seeing a lawsuit. I'm seeing a multi-million dollar lawsuit here, man.
Yeah.
Let's get a lawyer on the line. Let's get a lawyer. I'm talking about a class action lawsuit on behalf of you. This has got to be a seven-figure deal.
Our man Joe Krause has plenty of attorneys.
Absolutely.
Yes, he does.
Our
That's
man
right.
Rothstein has attorneys that he knows in Atlantic City. We should take this place down and maybe we have to march on this particular
You're not
going to
need another job, Eitan.
You're damn right.
Well, it's too late. I just got one, and I might get another one as well.
Wait a minute. How the hell can you have all these jobs, man? How the hell can you have all these jobs?
I think the misconception about me is that I'm getting major money from all of these jobs. I think the reality is that I'm piecing together as much as I possibly can to actually make a living to where I can afford my bills. You know, it's this is not a glamorous lifestyle, Mr. Bruno. You know that.
I listen. We all need the glamorous life. Remember
That's
who
right.
did that?
Was it Sheila E.?
Sheila E.
Yeah.
Oh, what
we should play that. I'll get the bongos out because, you know, Sheila E.
She was a great on the drums.
And on the congas.
Yeah.
And I still have my.
Was she actually playing the congas or was that somebody in the
No, she played the drums.
I've seen her live go banging on the.
She's amazing.
Prince discovered her,
I
think.
Yeah,
she did. Yeah.
Whoa. Look at that. Are you serious?
Yeah. I got the bongos here, man.
You're going to go full Easton on us? Not Easton, Pennsylvania.
No, this is a rock jam. These are really good skins right here, man, the bongos. But you know what the best song to play on the bongos is? Crystal Blue Persuasion by Tommy James and the Shondells.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't sound good unless we have the music going,
too. I'm not hearing it.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're not hearing it?
I'm not hearing it.
It's like giving your kid a drum set for, you know, Christmas or their birthday.
I mean, yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, it's a tough.
It's just missing something.
Let's get back to the Eagles.
Let's get it back to. All right, give me some music in here, man. So, hey, Tom, where's the missus now? That's what everybody wants
to
know.
Yeah, you need some music.
Now, Eitan,
we've got a dinner tonight.
Now, you, I mean, obviously coronavirus had something
minute,
to do with it, but you guys are not doing your honeymoon.
Ice.
Are you going to go on a honeymoon at some point?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going on a honeymoon. As of now, assuming that we're able to leave this country, it looks like probably January would be a target. Right when the Eagles are about to host a wild card game after winning the division, I imagine that I'll be on a honeymoon somewhere and having to leave all nine of my jobs at the time.
By the way, our buddy Blind Rage out there in California who sent these from the from our Amazon wish list. Actually, we didn't even put them
those
on there.
Those look really nice.
Yeah, these are really nice.
Yeah, I didn't have those on the list.
He just sent them out, and he just went on the Twitch stream and said, you still haven't gone on YouTube and learned how to tune them. So these haven't been properly tuned yet. I tuned a couple of suckers out on the street the other night. I know how to tune those, but I haven't learned how to tune my bongos yet. Because they're just like a piano, you know. There's this tension down here.
Right.
And you have to tune the skins. Not the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, they do sound a little off. I agree with him.
Maybe that's what it was this whole time. They were just out of tune.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm watching. I got to be honest. You make it look like you know what you're doing.
I do. I can play the bongos. I can play percussion. I can play drums. I can play the bass drum. When I walk down the street and I'm banging on the drums, man, because I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drums
now,
all day, Harry.
We had, Eitan, I'm sure you know him, Harry's friend from the Hooters. What's his name again?
David Usikkanen.
He tuned in one time and saw Tony drumming the table with his sticks. And
I haven't brought out
really
the sticks all week, Harry.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about sports now.
Right.
We have sports going on.
Yeah.
We can't play the drums or bang on the bongos when they're sports.
This is no longer a show about nonsense.
Well, it always will be that, Harry.
Could you play somebody's belly? I had a larger friend in college who could play his stomach.
Really?
And it wasn't that bad. Yeah, it wasn't that. Well, he's a big boy. He's a big, big guy.
I learned how to play. I used to be able to play Wipeout with two fingers on a table. And that's really how I got my big start in drumming and all the other stuff. That's where I was discovered
that's
on America's
when you
were
Got
discovered.
Talent. Yeah.
Well, that was one of the songs he played on his belly was Wipeout because it's easy. It's just a real fast cadence.
Oh, God.
Like Devil Went Down to Georgia. Right?
Oh, I love that song. Or I dropped a good one the other day that nobody in this room knew. Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. What song did they do?
He's not going to know.
Even Pat Kinney doesn't know this one.
No.
They did Hot Rod Lincoln. You remember that song back in the day? Because we were talking about, what was it? Somebody Cody.
Yeah.
Who were we talking
about? Greg Cody from the Miami Herald.
Yeah, Greg Cody, C-O-T-E, from the Miami Herald. And then, of course, we went into our, Cody Parkey. You know, and Cody this.
Buffalo Bill Cody.
Buffalo Bill. And then, of course, I said, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen. With their great hit. Do you have that, Josie, in there?
And that's where Tony lost us all.
How many hits did they have?
How many drinks did I have?
No, how many hits did they
have?
They
only had one hit. I think that was a big hit, but it was a big hit doing Hot Rod Lincoln. Do we have it? Let's get Joe to pop that baby up. Not Sylvain Côté. That's a different guy.
Can you play along to Hot Rod Lincoln?
No, not on the bongos. That's either Crystal Blue Persuasion or a little Sheila E. Mm. And I have to tune these suckers.
Son, you're going
to
drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that Hot Rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the Hot Rod race where the Fords and Lincolns were setting the pace?
Wow, this is a pull, man.
I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
I could hear Johnny Cash doing this song.
Yeah.
Because it's like a talk song.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a great song. No, it builds up now. You should have played this at your wedding instead of the Macarena, man.
Well, you're right. Trust me, I should send this to you. One thing that happened during the wedding was...
Hang on a second, Eitan. You're just zoning out for a second.
We're having trouble with this Zoom here today, huh?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I'm in. I'm locked in.
Okay,
listen to that picking and grinning in the song.
I heard
Did you hear
it.
That picking and grinning in there, baby?
I have.
Oh, no. I think he's in a bad spot.
Well, of course he is. He's in Gettysburg.
He's at his house.
Hold on a second. Yeah, I should be fine here.
Yeah,
he's in a great spot.
He's
right
in his
now,
backyard.
Right?
Now you're back in again. Right. You're good.
Okay.
Oh, now there he is. Now he's locked
now
in.
Now hell are.
Where's my damn vodka and where's the cranberry, Harry? I'm jonesing over here.
How many? Why haven't you had enough yet? This
because nobody's taking care of me. I'm trying to do a show here.
What are you talking about?
I had to ask Harry for ice. I was out of ice, and then I was out of vodka. I'm out of cranberry. I'm trying to do a show here on a Friday happy hour, man. What the hell is going on out here?
Well, I mean, Kenny's got all the vodka between his feet down there.
Exactly right, man.
Who's hoarding all the vodka, Rothstein?
No comment.
He's drinking High Noons that Pat Kenny brought. Some High Noons down there.
I got High Noons on ice. Eitan, are you a High Noon fan?
He's out on High Noons, he told us last week,
right?
Oh,
you're officially out.
Wait, is High Noon the poor man's White Claw?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I would call it the sophisticated man's White Claw. It's vodka.
Well, isn't everything that's in a clear liquid vodka? Like, you can't have whiskey in a White Claw. You're going to see it.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
No, High Noon was a big golf course thing, right, according to Harry and you. Guys would drink that.
Yeah.
You need some of this?
No.
Oh, you need? What do you need?
I'm giving you a lime.
No, I'm good with a lime. Okay. I just need ice and vodka.
All right.
Damn.
No, I full-on embrace the new seltzer wave as far as the alcohol. I had probably 9 Bud Light seltzers on my wedding day.
Wow.
And it was refreshing. It was awesome.
Robin bought some Corona seltzers last week.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't find any of the Yingling flights. So I got the Corona Premiere, which they had. And then Robin saw the Corona seltzers, which are multi-pack with the different flavors.
Yes.
Yeah, I was not very impressed, though. They don't have a lot of flavor.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting, because the Bud Light ones, I didn't know what to expect. And, you know, White Claw has a good mix where it doesn't dominate the seltzer, but Bud Light, actually, the lemon lime is prime. That's my favorite. Bud Light seltzer lemon lime would be the highly recommended choice here. But I'm surprised that Corona, you can't taste anything.
No, it's just not very tasteful.
Eitan, where's the dog? Where's Ace? Put him on. There he is.
Ace is the place, man. Not
Look
Ace
at that
Roth,
dog.
Not Ace Rothstein.
Look at that dog.
Who we played a little bit earlier today. Oh, that's a beautiful dog.
That's a Weimaraner.
Yeah, I knew it's a Weimaraner. Yeah. He's pretty chill, man. Is he low-key faded?
No, we actually had to put him on Prozac, so it might be kicking in right now.
So he is low-key faded.
You see what happens to the dog living with Eitan?
We actually have tape of the dog from earlier today when Eitan and his lovely wife Angela gave him the Prozac. Let's go to the tape.
Oh, bro, I'm low-key fade.
He had his first pill last night. He didn't move for 9 hours.
I do that to Robin every night, too, to finally tell her to shut up so I can sit down and relax for a couple of hours.
Yep.
The whole house is medicated.
Wow, it's all about medication sensation, baby.
Hey, look, I just got my card. It should be in the mail on Monday. So we're all medicated here.
Oh, did you get Dr. Kush out in Venice Beach? I could have got it for you for $100, man.
No, I paid a little. Well, now it's big business, right? So there are these companies that get money kickbacks from the government if they sign you up for a card. That's why all those billboards you see up and down 95. You know, hey, you want your medical card? So they get a kickback. That's why.
Of course
it's a
they
more
do.
100. Yeah,
but I mean that's so that's so 2000. Because when I was in L.A. back from 2000 to 2011, you go to Venice Beach. Dr. Kush had the sandwich board right outside, and it had the whole list of every ailment. And you go in there, you saw he was a real doctor. And for $100, he would write you a script after about a 30-second consultation to determine whether or not medical marijuana would be good and cure all that ails you. And then he would write you a script, and you'd go to a dispensary and get the weed. Here we are in Pennsylvania. Yeah. It's still just like our liquor laws, Harry. Yeah. We're still in the 20th century, even though we're 20 years into the next century.
20th. We're in the 1800s.
That's awful. And I guarantee you, Dr. Kush was 82 years old. He hadn't been in any type of hospital in 15 years and was writing scripts left and right.
Right on Venice Beach. And he's still there to this day, taking care of people, solving problems, getting rid of all the ailments that affect every single American or anybody who comes to Venice Beach and gets a prescription.
Just stay off the CBD. That's a placebo.
CBDs now, there it is, doctor. There's Dr. Kush. There's the pictures of Robin and I. Well, I'll show you. The doctor is in. There it is. Evaluation center. Go back to that picture, Robin.
Yes.
What does it say right there? It says
the doctor is in.
The doctor is in, and it's got the world symbol of marijuana, which is the leaf of the marijuana weed.
Hey, Tom,
that is amazing knowledge right there. Dr. Kush Pohl right there. That
evaluation
is
center for medical marijuana. And you can't see the sandwich board, but there's another picture of the sandwich board right there on Venice Beach.
It's got glare on it.
But there's another one where it's just a sandwich. Because I took these pictures myself, Harry.
Right.
Because I'm about science.
Right.
I'm all about that science, bro. Anyway, Eitan, so
look at that.
Would you think now?
Well,
do you think that now with the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cardinals canceled?
Yeah.
No, it's the Brewers' home opener, and the Cardinals were playing there,
right,
so that game, that series has been canceled.
Right, but the Cardinals have the players that are
correct
tested positive.
But that means that they can't play the Brewers either. So now we have six teams not playing this weekend, and now you got the commissioner telling the teams, you better get your acts together, or I'm going to shut this sumbitch down.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous that there's no – I mean, think about this. This is the equivalent – I'll make a quick analogy. This is the equivalent of a parent not – protecting a teenager from themselves. I mean, this is really essentially what's going on here. The players are idiots, and they should be blamed full on for going out in a hotel and knowing what the risk would be. But there needs to be some sort of, what would you call it, netting. There needs to be, you can't have somebody walk a tightrope with no net underneath and just expect them not to fall. So as much as I would love to just pin it on 14 or 15 idiots in Miami, this thing is just, they just seem so ill-prepared. And you know what? I can't promise you the NFL or anybody else is going to figure it out. But don't you at least have just default confidence that another league, especially the NFL, is just too big to not figure it out? I'm just waiting for the next Passan or Rosenthal tweet about how ridiculous this is getting because baseball didn't have protocol A, B, or C in place to prevent the next issue.
Now, we found the sandwich board where I was standing right in front of it. In Los Angeles, actually Venice Beach, California, and look at the ailments that medicinal marijuana. And this, I was way ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Before the curves had to be flattened, I had flattened the curve decade. Look how thin and lean I was. Dude. Look how tan I was.
Yeah.
I was getting so much. I was getting more ass than a toilet seat at Penn Station.
On a
Saturday night, man. You know what I'm saying? There it is.
Now
you suffer from
loss of appetite.
Right.
Right. Chronic pain, glaucoma.
Persistent
muscle spasms,
sickle cell anemia. I can't see that far. Plus, I'm
neurological and psychiatric disorders. Go ahead, Robin.
Which includes seizures, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, ADHD, PTSD, and bipolar disorder, gastrointestinal disorders like IBS or GERD, autoimmune like lupus or scleroma, sleep disorders, insomnia, diabetic neuropathy, arthritis, cancer, AIDS, migraine, headaches, severe nausea, vomiting, depression or anxiety, menstrual cramps and pain.
Cramps too, yeah.
Hepatitis C, chronic fatigue, asthma, or any chronic or persistent medical symptom. But here's my favorite part. If you go in, if your ailment isn't listed here, please talk to us.
That's what it says.
Right.
We may have missed your particular ailment.
Dude, it's like the disclaimers at the end of those commercials.
Right. That's how good Dr. Kush was. He would be able to tell you, regardless of whatever the ailment was, including AIDS, that medicinal marijuana would clear everything up, Harry.
He's got to be on your Mount Rushmore, right?
Oh, he is. I'm telling you, he is the most underrated doc. Forget Dr. Fauci. Dr. Kush was curing people decades ago, two decades ago.
I mean, if you're going to make a Mount Rushmore of doctors,
Dr. Kush is number one.
Dr. J.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And now, who are the other two?
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre. Now, the fourth one.
Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth. Dr. Marcus Welby was fake. We're talking about real doctors here.
Dr. Ruth is on there.
Yeah, that's the four.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer, Dr. J.
Right.
Dr. Kush.
Dr. Dre.
And Dr. Dre. There you have it. You're Mount Rushmore. Of doctors.
That's
see how easy it is?
I'll tell you what.
610.
It's a hell of a list.
Not Dr. Demento or Dr. Oz or Dr. Drew Pinsky, who's a friend of the show as well. Dr. Kevorkian was up there too, but he died.
Yeah. Honorable mention for Dr. Death.
And Dr. Feelgood. Don't forget about him.
And Dr. Vinnie Boombatz, of course.
Of course, you know who Dr. Vinnie Boombatz was, right?
Right.
He was Rodney Dangerfield's doctor whenever he would talk about he would do his routine. And my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombatz. So what are the weekend plans now? Your first full weekend of marital bliss.
Well, we'll play golf today. Play golf with her tomorrow. Play golf with her and her parents on Sunday.
Oh, Jesus. I can't believe this, man.
This is
the hell has happened to this world? Yeah. What the hell is going on back there?
I am so proud of him. You have no idea.
Wow, I can't believe.
Teach me your ways.
Wow, man. Are you serious right now?
Absolutely. There's going to be a lot of golf this weekend.
So he married into a golf family.
Yes.
So his wife plays golf. His in-laws play golf. You play golf.
Now, What the Fauci on Twitch is going, is play golf a euphemism for something?
No. Well, yes.
No hole in one.
It's a euphemism for me to suck. That's what it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not Dr. Spock, of course.
Oh, we forgot Dr. Spock. Yeah, definitely.
No.
And maybe the greatest doctor of all time, Dr. Frankenstein. And don't forget Dr. Lowell Myerson, the fanny doctor, Harry. Isn't he the fanny doctor?
Dr. Demento, too.
Dr. Demento was great. Yeah. He was a DJ, though.
Lowell Myerson doing his own reads. That's a bold choice.
By the way, did you miss the segment with Mike Golic today? After his final show on ESPN Radio, he went to one show and one show only.
I saw that earlier, man.
He was white girl wasted, too, man.
Yeah, he was drinking Moscow Mules.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
did he leave the show or did they remove him from I still don't understand what happened. Do you have any idea that he – I know you're tight, so I don't know.
When Greenberg decided he wanted to be a TV guy and they moved him to New York. He wanted to live in New York, not in Connecticut. Moved to New York and they built the Get Up show, and then he was on that show. And then so that ended Mike and Mike. So Golic then went with Trey Wingo, who now is out the door because he doesn't have a job.
He doesn't?
Once his contract is over. No, they're not keeping him around for NFL.
They're not keeping him for the football?
No.
Oh, man, that's a mistake.
Well, there are many, many articles about this, so I'm not speaking out of turn, but Trey Wingo made the decision not to continue the show because he didn't like doing mornings.
Well, I understand that.
I like Trey. He's a great guy.
Why not just replace Trey Wingo?
I know. Wingo's good on the football shows.
No, he's good, too. He's a good broadcaster. Yeah. But I don't think his heart was into it, Eitan, and that's why – you know, the Golic and Wingo thing didn't really take off. A lot of stations went their own different ways. And anyway, don't forget Dr. Kildare and, of course, Dr. Pepper.
And Dr. Hook.
And Dr. Hook in the medicine show back in the
day. Yeah, Dr. Hook's not bad. What about Dr. Quinn, medicine woman?
Oh yes.
She's hot, too.
Oh.
That was Jane Seymour, wasn't it not?
Oh, my God.
I have some tape from Jane Seymour the last time we spent a weekend together.
Ay, papi, qué rico. Dame más. Sí, sí.
That was Dr. Quinn, huh?
That doesn't
She's
work.
She's really branching out.
Yeah.
She learned Spanish. Now, Dr. Bombay, of course. You know who Dr. Bombay was?
Oh, from Bewitched. Yes.
Exactly right, man.
We
Oh, then wait a minute. There's Angela.
There she is.
Let's extend the segment now, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
Let's extend the play. There she is. Angela, congratulations. You're on the newlywed game. How was your first week of wedded bliss?
It felt like the same day after day after day. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Is that good or bad?
I think it's neither, which I'll take as good.
That doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement.
No, it's the same thing every day, a week in.
Now, Angela, just really quick, we didn't get to see any pictures of Eitan in his tux, but you were stunning.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I wasn't sure if I should wear my dress, but I'm happy I did now.
Now, did you keep that? Now, you already have that in mothballs. What did you do with your beautiful wedding dress?
Still at my sister's.
That fit. Hers fit great. Now, unlike my tux, she had no problems with it.
Now, did you burn your tux?
With her dress.
Did you burn your tux or take it back to that particular warehouse that a lot of people may know or may not know?
I crumpled it up in a ball and I walked in with my mask on and said, "Here, now it's your problem."
Wow.
Good for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, talk about outkick the coverage.
Yeah.
It's not just Clay Travis who outkicked the coverage.
Or Jason Whitlock.
Or Jason Whitlock. It is Eitan Shander, ladies and gentlemen.
Jason Whitlock found a significant other?
No, he's on Outkick.
He's on Outkick.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he works for Outkick, the coverage. Come on, man.
Jesus.
I know I'm not the best looking guy, but geez, come on. Whitlock, now we're all in trouble if he outkicks.
He works at Outkick, the website.
I get it.
Good job out of you. Let me give you a roaring round of applause, man. We
talk. Thank you. Breaking news?
Let's let him go.
Yes.
Is there breaking news?
No. I'm like all over it. Harry Lees is at least five drinks in right now, Harry.
Yeah.
Harry's a professional.
People are claiming that when I brought up the Mount Rushmore that I must be buzzed.
That's nonsense.
No. Yeah. I brought up the Mount Rushmore as a joke, and then you two, of course, knowing how to take that joke, furthered it in a beautiful fashion.
Harry,
I'm not wasted. People are saying I'm wasted.
Harry takes
high key faded, man. I can
how
see it.
How dare you?
Harry takes some long-ass sips.
Sips?
Hey, Tom, have a fantastic weekend.
All right, man.
All right.
Happy
take
for you,
care,
man.
Guys.
Love you, brother. That's a great
Bye.
Job out of you,
too.
Man.
Thank you.
All right, Eitan.
Let's put your hands together, Harry. 1 week later and still happily married, Harry. Who would have thunk it?
That is great. How long was Greg Allman and Cher married for?
I don't know. We got
a
break.
Days, right?
I know we got a break, Harry.
Who does that? Who has time?
We're coming right back to wrap this rascal up, baby.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular If We're Gonna Die, Let Us Die Drunk at Least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Heard it work? Go right now to InjuredWorkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to InjuredWorkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need InjuredWorkers.com. Get the help you need from InjuredWorkers.com. Go to InjuredWorkers.com right now.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM 211, and on the Sirius XM app.
Welcome.
The Tony Bruno Show with Perry Mays on Sirius XM 211.
One thing about this program, that Friday, Monday, I have Friday on my mind, and that's why that song came out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everybody loves Friday. Now that we're working 5 days a week, because I was doing once-a-week shows before we started doing this. I was doing a Twitch show on every Wednesday night.
Right.
And then some Wednesday nights, I said, I don't feel like doing it tonight, or I got something going on.
Yeah, the option of saying no.
Yeah. But when you do it every day, and you're working Monday to Friday again, Friday night means something.
It does.
Right?
Yeah.
It means it's the weekend. You worked all week. A lot of people aren't working, you know, and so we're working. We're grateful to be working. But somebody mentioned, you know, we're talking about the Almonds, the Almond Brothers and Cher. It was during the break.
Greg Allman married Cher.
And they had a kid, right? And they were married a couple of years. And then somebody mentioned Blue Diamond Phillips, which is a good. There was Blue Diamond Almonds, which they had a bowl out in San Francisco for a couple of years. Right, the Blue Diamond Bowl, which is a company that makes nuts.
Kinnean worked that game, I think.
Did he work that? It was at Pac Bell Park. What was it at that time?
It's
Blue Diamond is the company, and they sell multiple nuts in little packets.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's Blue Diamond Almonds.
Right.
It was a game that was played on New Year's Eve at 6 p.m.
With nobody in the stands.
There was about 18 people
exactly.
in the stands, and most of us were the radio crew.
Hey, that's
exactly
okay.
right, man.
Because I bet it.
Not Blue Bayou, not Blue Diamond Dallas Page, Harry. You can tell everybody else who's listens to the show in the final hour, they've been drinking,
now,
too.
Now, Blue Bayou is a Roy Orbison song that Linda Ronstadt
she
redid.
She turned it into a monster
and made
hit.
A multi
exactly.
box out of it.
Yes.
She was a superstar.
Right.
She did a version of it on The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Which is how I first learned of it. Yeah.
Now, Philadelphia Phil says the Blue Diamond College Football Bowl game was at Pac Bell AT&T Oracle Park. Which it is right now, where Gabe Kapler is proving once again that he has no idea what he's doing as a major league manager. Yes, Rob.
Second week in a row, I'm still speaking clearly.
And so
just
am I.
Pointing it out.
And so am I.
It's the fizzy stuff.
Wow.
I don't know.
I'm so wasted.
Wow, Robin calling you out, man.
Yes, I am.
That's
yes,
bullshit.
I am.
Oh, man.
Boom.
With 40 seconds to go.
Oh. We have to keep the Twitch show rolling for the next. This is going to take 40 minutes.
No, it won't. You saw last week. If you watch this, if you're on twitch.tv/Tony Bruno Show, stay right there. We're signing off of Sirius XM Radio. But when we come back, we will show you how professionals can do this in their own homes. Do not try this yourself at home, kids. We are trained professionals. Well, at least Harry is. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't drink and drive, all right? Don't text and drive. Don't have a house party with 700 people in it at an Airbnb in New Jersey. And we'll see you on Monday. I want to thank Mike Golick, Andrew Siciliano, Eitan Shander. Good night, everybody.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.